Los Alamos Study Group, or LASG.org, the website, began in 1989 as a part-time venture, went full-time in 1992, and many of you know of the Los Alamos Study Group, but I'm going to let Greg speak more to it. I thank you for coming down here, and also your wife, Trish, who's been involved with you on a project that has, let's say, been somewhat of a container and a controller of what goes on in Los Alamos. But today's discussion is going to be broader than that. We were searching for descriptive titles, and I think the main thing is about an awakening that is necessary. And as Trish brought up, a road to revelation, revolution, evolution, and peaceful resolution as a way, and I don't even know if that's an alliteration, but as a way to look at the problems we're facing right now, whether it's attributed to the potentials of a new administration and President Trump and his cabinet and all these other things that a lot of people are worried about. But let me welcome you. I know you've made extra time, came up from Albuquerque. We've been talking probably for almost a couple of hours here in preparing for this, because I was pretty fascinated with some of the things that you were telling me. And this is not just about nuclear arms and nuclear proliferation. So, with all that, welcome.
Thank you so much, Alan. It's wonderful to be here.
So, you know, as the executive director of this organization, I said you were the founder. There's other people that's been involved.
Yes.
That have been involved. for listeners who don't know about the group, maybe a little background, a little history on who you are, what this is, and then we'll bring it to the current moment and some of the problems ahead that you see and the organization sees.
Yes. Well, the study group began with a group of friends in 1989, part-time, as you said, and sporadically between our other peace activist activities. And in 1992, we went full-time, and we haven't looked back. And there in the immediate post-Cold War period, we were shocked to find out how relatively easy it was to make change. And it's not as easy now, but it is easier than people might imagine. When you actually jump in with both feet, doors do open.
Mm-hmm. What doors are we talking about here that we need to that opened or need to be opened now?
Well, we've doors open in Washington more than we knew at first. We discovered that when really big projects were badly posed, when there was no real need behind them, no coherent justification, that they could fall like a house of cards. And the big, bad military-industrial complex, well, it is big and bad, but on the other hand, it has overwhelming points of vulnerability. And once you start looking at what some of those are, and it's you discover that really a small group of people can make a huge difference, just like Margaret Mead said.
Has your mission and purpose changed over the years? I mean, going back to 1992, I mean, we're substantially into a new era of facts and information, although nuclear...
It has changed somewhat, but I would say it's changed more in its tactics and in its real... we always had elements of working on economic inequality, on protecting the environment, on nuclear disarmament. From the beginning, we saw these issues and others as a big ball of wax. that was the motivation for starting the study group. We knew that the complex of institutions and attitudes and political formations that constituted the Cold War wouldn't change all by themselves, but they might change if, like a big boulder, that had become tippy because of the end of the Cold War, a little bit of digging here and there might be able to roll that boulder with broader effects in society, which is what we sought then and we seek now.
Okay. In our conversation before we flipped the mic on, Greg also pointed out that that the study group was a resource center, a think tank, a lobbying organization subject to 20% limitations, which is interesting. Nuclear weapons, a big part of what you have been opposing, clearly, not even limitation, but abolishment.
Right. Exactly.
It's a public charity.
Yes.
And climate and energy has been part of the picture of late.
Yes. Starting in, it's interesting actually, in 2006, I found myself waking up at 2 and 3 in the morning, realizing that crises which we had been aware of for some time had acquired a momentum and were converging in a way that wouldn't allow us to ignore them. So we started holding breakfast seminars once a week in Albuquerque and in Santa Fe about broader issues that were closely connected to nuclear disarmament, just for our own edification and to build a community, and they were very popular.
That was 2006.
Yeah.
Or 10 years later.
Yep.
Okay. I think maybe we go to these three priority issues that you brought up as part of our preparation for this. And let me just read them off as you related them to me. And I know there's a major document in process of being drafted. I don't know if you have a name for that yet, but it outlines the broadest of problems that we're facing as a planet, humanity on a planet, as the species, and as a country. And those three priority, as you call them, clusters of issues include one, climate change, energy, the economy, and the impact that all has on the environment. Number two, U.S. Militarism, the industrial military, I'll put in the medical because I came out of that complex of multinational corporations, and empire. And we'll talk about that too. But basically, you broke it into aggression versus cooperation. Correct me if we need to...
So far, so good.
So far, so good. Okay. And the third one, which may be the most important in a way, because this is where humanity and individuals and our population will be, whatever that word, disposable is the word you used, the equality of human nature, the wholesale disposal of people, species, and life forms, and habitats and environment.
Yes. So. Yes, those three. And it sounds like a big span, but they are so intimately connected that, and I think that sometimes in the ebb and flow of our partisan politics, we aren't getting deep enough. Mm-hmm. We need to look at these really big issues, and really neither of the major parties wants to talk about them.
And can you say why in a broad brush, and then we'll take a break here, and then we'll start breaking these apart?
Because they challenge our way of life and many of the assumptions that are politically uncomfortable for political donors, for all of us, really. And we're at a kind of inflection point now where there will be revolutionary changes or radical changes, no matter whether we want them or not. and we see this happening. Surprises are occurring, like the election of Donald Trump. But that is only just one surprise. There's more coming. And we have a choice now as to whether we are going to be the victims of these changes or whether we will be engaged and be actors and agents and shed our habits of passivity that we have grown into, because we're at this point now where we're either going to be carried down the river quickly or we're going to paddle.
Somebody brought up a Navajo saying about you need to let go of the bank and learn how to flow. Mm-hmm.
But take that's a, good. That's...
Yeah, we use the term a mass awakening as an essential part of this. Critical mass might be another thing, which is, of course, something the nuclear industry knows about. It doesn't take much to do the damage that a nuclear weapon can do.
Yes.
You can talk about that more than I can, but I want to take a break and then come back and let's devote some time to each one of these three things and the mission and what we can do,
yes,
what our listeners can do,
yes,
to help the circumstances and support what you're doing in the future.
Thank
we
you.
We shall return. This is a multiple-part serialized conversation.
Ready?
Open, open wide. Open up and touch the sky. Open up and wide. Open up and touch the sky. Where the molecules collide and there's friction.
Radio Free Santa Fe, open wide. That's from an album that came out last year, Color Wheel. We gave it a top 80, and we are cruising through the show here with the top music of 2016, along with our guest segments. We have more fine music for you in our next set, and also some good information on our final bulletin board. We continue right after these important messages.
Your Transitions Radio Magazine team invites you to a trio of powerful free New Year online events: Winter of Wellness, Shamanic Journeying, and Shamanic Dreaming.
The Winter of Wellness features a variety of best-selling presenters, including Joan Borisenko, Greg Braden, Bernie Siegel, Ming-Tung Gu, and Ocean Robbins, among many others, who will offer leading-edge solutions supporting your personal health with proven methods that address you as an integrative, interconnected whole. Our TRM friend Sandra Ingerman presents the healing power of shamanic journeying, and Richard Moss presents the shamanic power of active dreaming. Both events also free online, an opportunity to shift into direct knowing.
Just go to our website, transradio.com, tomorrow afternoon and click on the hot links, Winter of Wellness and or Shamanic Journeying and or Shamanic Dreaming. Do them all.
Mark your calendars and make notes in your day timer to pick up your copy of the Natural Awakening's Natural Living Directory for 2017. This special edition will be displayed as the lone standing February edition and then distributed monthly alongside each regular issue in the Natural Awakening's usual distribution locations, from health food stores to practitioner offices to coffee shops, libraries, and rec centers.
Content for the February issue includes Sacred Passage, Conscious Dying as a Transformative Healing Journey, The Ozone, How Oxygen Therapy Heals, Fit for Life, How to Stay Healthy, Flexible and Strong, and Tips for Winter Indoor Kitchen Gardening, Easily Grow Microgreens for Big Nutrition.
And for Valentine's Day, read Transforming the Way Women Relate to Men. You're invited to connect with a greater conscious community, and for you and your business, get it together in 2017. The Natural Awakenings team can help you with copywriting, ad creation, and promotional guidance through the year. Call Andrea at 505-999-1319 or mail publisher at naturalawakeningsnnm.com. You can also download the information you need from the website. Again, naturalawakeningsnnm.com/advertise.
Those of you who listen to us regularly know that our sponsor recommendations are informed by our personal experience. Our Santa Fe dentist of choice, Dr. Laura Como, is a perfect example.
We endorse her for her skills, efficiency, and caring. Dr. Laura Como understands that the whole body is not healthy unless the mouth is healthy. That's why it's critical that everyone get regular dental care with Dr. Como, emphasizing the importance of prevention as opposed to just treating disease.
Going to the dentist can be anxiety-provoking, but Dr. Laura has built her reputation on providing exceptional dentistry with compassionate care. Her beautiful office and fun, friendly staff will put you at ease and have you love visiting the dentist. Call 505-570-9578 and visit online lauracomodentist.com. That's lauracomeaudentist.com.
Greenfire Times is a monthly publication spotlighting initiatives that create positive impacts on climate change, energy independence, and green job development. Greenfire Times provides news and views from the sustainable Southwest, with information for anyone interested in discovering the wealth of opportunities and resources available in our region. Articles cover green businesses, products, services, entrepreneurship, jobs, design, building, energy, and investing. Also, sustainable agriculture, arts and culture, ecotourism, education, food, the healing arts, and much more. Greenfire Times is widely distributed at newsstands from Albuquerque to Taos. A downloadable online edition is available at greenfiretimes.com, where you can also find their advertising rates and sizes. Call for information at 505-471-5177. That's 471-5177.
Whole Brain Radio here on Transitions Radio Magazine and 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. Rest that left hemisphere and let Chuck Foster give you the battle plan for the year ahead from Looks Like Trouble.
Are all earthlings, deserts and the deep blue sea. Through the palaces and prisons and the paradises that I see, that we are all earthlings. And I love this.
Franti and Spearhead. Hey, we are all earthlings. I go along with that. We're all the same on the planet, all human beings. However, hook yourself to a light star as well. Divine earthlings, all one. Thanks, Michael. Love it. That's from Soul Rocker, a top 60 album in 2016. Chuck Foster did Battle Plan from Looks Like Trouble. That Battle Plan is a peaceful one. Like that also. We're cruising. We have a bulletin board right after these messages and a Rudy rap to take you out. Another resolution for this New Year Constitution right after this.
Are you planning an intimate event or wedding this winter or in the future? Santa Fe has an authentic historic gem of an event space on Canyon Road. This 200-year-old adobe studio gallery with 12-foot beam ceilings, wood floors, keep of fireplaces, and great acoustics is perfect for cozy private weddings and dinners for up to 50 guests.
In warmer weather, enjoy the shaded flagstone patios and gazebo in the private garden for up to 80 guests. Now booking for the remainder of the winter and all of 2017. Bring your imagination and dreams, and Teresa Neptune will work with you to make it happen.
Visit santafewedding.love. Details and pictures there, or call 505-982-0016. That's 982-0016. And if you are a lover of fine art photography, for online viewing and to make an appointment to visit the gallery, you can also visit that website and send an email to info@teresaneptune.com.
Your Transitions Radio Magazine team invites you to Powerful Magic for Dangerous Times: How to Be a Citizen Trickster to Liberate Yourself and Our World, a free online event with visionary activist Caroline Casey.
Learn the heart of becoming what she calls a citizen trickster so you can understand why the trickster is key to your spiritual liberation and the liberation of our world, especially in times that are heavy and hard, like now. Become a more effective change maker by metabolizing the perceived poisons of life while maintaining a light heart. Also, find language that liberates you from the heaviness that may be going on around you and opens you to a zestier experience of life.
Just go to our website, transradio.com, tomorrow afternoon and click on the hot link, Powerful Magic.
All right, changing the music for our bulletin board for a change of pace from Chris Ishii to Tangerine Dream here on our final third bulletin board this Sunday morning. A rainy Sunday morning. However, I was asked to give a weather forecast to somebody traveling down La Bajada Hill, which I will call them directly because they don't have a computer. You know, some people don't have computers. But if you're listening, you'll get it directly here. And we're looking like rain all the way through till about 1 p.m. today. Might turn into snow showers around 2. And it will be a combination of rain and snow showers through the afternoon, but getting into the colder evening around 6 o'clock, look for snow in the Santa Fe area. So be aware, don't be square, pay attention. All right. First thing up on the bulletin board here is a completion of the story and the article in the writing of Sheila and Roland from Joe's Newsletter, joesdining.com. Pick a copy up at your table, the June issue. She gives a long list of vitamins, as I was talking about on her behalf earlier, about the foods that we're eating be compromised so much that you need maybe supplementation along with the good food. Now, if you eat at Joe's, as we recommend, you're going to get the best possible from their choices. She has a short list, a lot of vitamins. I'm not going to give them to you today because it's too long. You can pick up your copy or go to joesdining.com and get your own. Stop by today around 12 noon and say hello. We'll be there for brunch.
The Academy for the Love of Learning presents Exploring Learning as a Practice. Bring your learning relationship to life. LEAP Learning as a Practice workshops designed for tutors and mentors of young people through Inspire Santa Fe and other programs blend theory, experience, and conversation to improve teaching skills and promote reflection. Facilitated by Academy faculty, the LEAP workshop combines experiential learning, theoretical analysis, and dialogue to invite participants to reflect on their own beliefs about teaching and learning, compare their theories with other mentors and research, and consider the impact of the program on their own lives. The new times would be Wednesday, January 18th from 6 to 9 p.m. And for more information, call 505-995-1860 or visit their website, aloveoflearning.org.
Your TRM team is endorsing a Dr. Ron Siegel Mindfulness Intensive Training Program that'll be online. You'll learn how to help yourself as well as clients step back from mindfully treating depression into stepping into life, how to help clients befriend fear and increase their capacity to bear anxious feelings, and yourself, of course, taking everyone beyond symptom management, how mindfulness can be instrumental in treating chronic pain. Check our website, transradio.com, on Tuesday, or maybe tomorrow afternoon, depends on when it gets posted, might be late tomorrow or Tuesday, and click on the link, the hot link, Ron Siegel.
One reason we endorse our personal dentist, Dr. Laura Como, is her emphasis on everyone getting regular dental care for prevention as opposed to later treating disease. Dr. Laura has built her reputation on providing exceptional dentistry with compassionate care and may have you love visiting the dentist. Call 505-570-9578 and visit online lauracomo.com.
Okay, we are inviting you to the Writers Resist Violence Against Women and the Earth national event, as well as local here in Santa Fe at Counterculture Cafe this afternoon, 3:30 to 5:30, for a lot of readings by different poets to benefit Esperanza Shelter for Battered Families. Writers read original work is that of Dr. King. Check it out today, again, 3:30 at Counterculture. That's it. If you'd like to enlist on our bulletin board, please give us a call, 505-466-2616, 466-2616. And we got a long Rudy rap here to take you out with some good music. Manish Vas, Bhakti. That's from an album, Atma Bhakti, Healing Sounds of Prayer. So many chant albums that come out last year. We can't play them all. We're going to honor that style with this Manish Vas song and then follow that with a classic James Asher and Pemulwuy. But here's Manish in the meantime. You have a smooth, easy week. Next week, Colleen Morrow will discuss her new book, Spiritual Telepathy, Ancient Techniques to Access the Wisdom of Your Soul. Greg Mello of the Los Alamos Study Group continues his look at some very big issues ahead, needing your awakening revelations, revolution, evolution, and peaceful resolutions. And we have more with Michael Blanchin on Antenna Madness and Cell Towers coming to you in a location near your home. Watch out.
Celebrating 33 years in broadcasting, now with TransitionsMultimedia.com, the voices of love and presence, and TRM Whole Brain Radio, 3 hours with the paranormal music integration, stimulating a whole brain excitation at TransRadio.com.
All right, here's Manish Vas with Bhakti. All right, and the Rudy Rap. Another resolution for this new year constitution. Another year gone by, as some would say, boy, does time fly. A cliche of many uses, how to explain why word symbols accepted by and by for what content can be written or said, like an eye for an eye. Or better yet, let thine eye be single, one pointed in the grand cosmic mingle of changing energies, of sadly disappearing bees, of chopping down trees, of souls in dis-ease over humanity's co-creation too often to displease. In spite of loving pleas from the core of divinity to cease and desist separation to return to unity, to bow down on surrendered knee and allow real love and truth to return to thee in this time of resolution for a new year, new constitution, calling forth in we a peaceful resolution, a more accelerated evolution that surely must begin with me in this grand cosmic sea or soup, swimming with discordant humanity, too many lost and forgotten by the collective ego of me, we, me, first, I must be first, be number one or burst or bust. So I must win. I must be number one at any cost for what may be lost in the separation caused by fear, F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. I say, for the personal me, the perceived separate me, enough of that dense contracting energy. So first and foremost, for this next year, I resolve and bow to no longer allow fear to rule my life. In fact, I lovingly request for it to disappear and let love rule my heart and soul so near. Yes, L-O-V-E, the acronym of harmony, a law of vibrational energy, the choices I get to make in and within. So clearly now I bow to love and truth for the eternal now. I resolve to let love light my way, and with a new vision to let love and truth show the way, hand in hand with and in divinity and infinity. Mating, fear abating, and third dimensional co-creating of heaven on earth, who have perceived little as self and who have knowing big as self would do the same. That is return to love, to transmute the insane vibration so inane of separation and fear. Now and forever in this unfolding new year and forever after to live in wholehearted loving so dear as a seer and knower of love and truth without fear, to demonstrate that to elders, to youth, to all that would resonate out of the limited body booth with that frequency energy of L-O-V-E. You say yes, but how? And I say, Quiet your mind in this very now and listen more deeply to that still inner voice of self-knowing. Wow. That allowing in response will be showing you to how in the now return to love to this inner voice. But first, better bow, surrender and allow, and for your clear mind to end dogma and belief that bind and blind, to clear heart and mind, I remind of J's, Rudy, and the A-Team's acronyms and axiomatic hymns as word and symbol maps to swim in the grand cosmic ocean. Here are the keys to the kingdom and queendom of resolve to once again begin anew in this 3D grand cosmic zoo. The four keys, desire, intention, allowance, and surrender, to let love and truth always be first without ender. Understand the three free radicals and choose to allow them. Radical unknowing, radical trust, and radical humor, all a must, and this radical unknowing must be allowed within the known certainty of who you, me, we are, before ego persona, before incarnation from a star to Mother Earth, lit and nourished by the central sun, solar star, this certainty of self, trust in this unknowing that divine guidance will soon be showing. And cosmic humor, radical humor, will ease the seeming radical growing into love, the acronym L-O-V-E, Law of Vibrational Energy. Also, G-O-D, representing our all that is similarity of Great One Destiny. G-O-D, Great One Destiny, all human beings and bodies as waves return to the one grand cosmic sea of Source. This we cannot divorce. And to love deeper requires going from fear to flow, seeing F-E-A-R as false evidence appearing real. And lastly, for now, the four T's of love: transition, transformation, transmutation, and transcendence. To these T's of love, we must surrender. Shivaya Namaha. Join me in resolution for this new wholehearted constitution and to begin your next transition.
Shivaya Namaha.
For more on our collective mission, go to transitionsmultimedia.com. Desire and intend to stay clear and calm. All will be shown.
Shivaya Namaha.
All will be known. And most importantly, you will no longer be alone.
Shivaya Namaha. Shivaya Namaha. Shivaya Namaha.
Poetic Muse and Awakening Views expressed on Transitions Radio Magazine TRM are not necessarily those of Hutton Broadcasting.
Comments and feedback welcome. Email hosts@transradio.com and on Facebook, Transitions Multimedia, where you can like us and belong.